Hi, this is Yvette Francino, site editor for SearchSoftwareQuality.com, and today I'm here with a former colleague of mine, Alan Lowe. Alan and I work together on a QA team at Sun Microsystems, and Alan has been working for the past year at Overstock.com on a purely Agile team. So I asked if you'd join me today to give me some insights of his thoughts on the move to an Agile environment. So welcome, Alan.
Thank you, Yvette. It's great to hear your voice again.
Yeah. So tell me a little more about your current position.
My official title is Senior Software QA Engineer, and so what that really means, here's how I spend most of my time. I spend about 50% of my time in functional test automation with Selenium and JUnit and sitting in front of Eclipse. So I've built a Java-based automation framework that helps me to test a couple of our core applications. And I spend about 20% of the time in QA leadership and iteration and release planning things, coordination. And about 10% of the time in manual testing, exploratory testing, and about 10% in mentoring and training for new hires, QA best practices and test automation and that sort of thing. And the last 10% in recruiting, which is really important for my current employer, and I'm on the recruiting team for QA candidates. So that's my daily life as an Agile tester.
Okay, great. Well, what differences are you finding between in an Agile environment and a traditional environment?
Oh my gosh, things move a lot faster. There's a whole lot less wasted energy on turf wars and internal politics and the like, because you're basically on a small team or on a much smaller team and you're all playing the same game. So you will work on a relatively smaller team, possibly with business and marketing and development and maybe even a finance person. You'll all be there together and you'll be interacting frequently, and there's more of a clear sense of, you know, we're on the same team and have the same mission. More like when you're on a sports team, on a soccer team or whatever. Nobody in your entire soccer team wonders what they're doing on the field. Everybody knows, you know, exactly mm-hmm. what they're supposed to be doing. So, yeah,
Are you using Scrum or XP?
We're using Scrum.
Okay. So what do you think are the biggest benefits that you're finding?
Oh, man. For sure, business value. Overwhelmingly, on an Agile team, you're far more likely to deliver working software that gets used. And the traditional, all-too-common problem of software that's so late it's obsolete and so big it's misunderstood is more or less eliminated. Visibility, you're going to have a lot more visibility into your work on an Agile team. So if you've ever been in a team where you've worked very hard and you've contributed a lot, but it wasn't particularly visible, that's a frustrating, discouraging experience, and it's one that won't be found often on an Agile team. Everybody's work is seen. There's a lot of accountability. It's sort of the opposite of working, you know, in a government contract, for example. It's a lot less possible just to get in one position and sort of hide. Sustainable pace, and that is huge. And Agile really emphasizes doing your best work all the time. So you can do that when you work at a sustainable pace, and we try to keep it to around 40 hours a week or so. And over the long haul, we actually, you know, get a lot more done, and that's just huge. And simply encouragement. It's encouraging to be on a team that's, you know, frequently hitting its dates and delivering stuff. And going back again to the soccer team, imagine if you're on a soccer team and most of the season you're winning. That's just encouraging to be on that kind of a team.
Yep. What about drawbacks? Are you finding any?
Oh, yeah, certainly there are. And I'll be first to admit it. You know, I'm not going to be an evangelist for Agile per se or to say that it's going to solve everything. Yeah, there are some drawbacks. I mean, phony baloney Agile happens in some companies where, you know, they're doing waterfall, but they're calling it Agile. They're not reaping any benefits. Working from home, if you really value that, it won't be as common. I do realize work from home happens on Agile teams sometimes, but co-location is really one of the core tenets of Agile. And So, I mean, if that's really important, an important value to you, it's going to be harder to find an agile shop that will accept that. The close quarters of agile makes for some great and efficient teamwork, but it also makes for more distraction, and that's going to have to be managed. You'll have to learn to fight, so to speak, for some of the heads down time that you might need at times to get your work done. And the short-term focus, like the close quarters, is generally a really good thing, but you will have to figure out a way to continue to pursue your longer-term goals alongside all of those numerous, you know, shorter-term iterations, and you'll have to balance that.
Okay. So how long did it take you to adjust to the differences in the methodology?
Oh, wow. It took me a couple months, but I think it doesn't have to take that long. I think in my case, I was also adjusting to a new home and a new state, and so my life was full of adjustment, but your own transition to Agile will probably be faster and less eventful. And it'll also depend on your manager, too, and how well she communicates and how well she follows Agile practices herself in her own work. If she's leading by example, then the whole team is going to get there, you know, a lot faster. But overall, it's not a hard adjustment.
Okay. So what advice do you have for somebody that's new to an Agile team?
Oh, wow. Well, do your stand-ups every day, and if your boss is out, do them anyway. Self-organize, self-manage. Follow the three-question rule religiously. What did I work on yesterday? What am I working on today? What blockers do I have? Everyone on the team answers those three questions. Stay focused on the current iteration. Learn to say no. Learn to say yes, but not now. Learn to take charge of your schedule. Take charge of your workload. And think about, you know, think like a true team. Everyone's responsible for delivering quality. So, you know.
So do you think those testers that are highly skilled in a traditional environment would be as successful in an agile environment?
Absolutely. There is no reason a QA professional in a waterfall environment could not successfully make this transition. But I do have to warn you, you might not want to go back after you've worked in Agile for a while. You may not want to go back to waterfall.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else you want our listeners to know?
Definitely. Test automation is crucial. In Agile, I mean, it's generally good, but in Agile it may be downright required as your team adjusts to Agile and begins to fire on all cylinders, so to speak. As a QA professional, you're just not going to be able to keep up with the developers unless you have a robust regression suite that's automated. And you've really got to get working on that pretty much right away. So that automation is really a cornerstone of Agile testing.
Okay. Well, Alan, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you, Yvette. It's good to hear your voice again.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.